Admissions, A Life in Brain Surgery, written and read by Henry Marsh. To William, Sarah, Catherine and Iris. Neither the sun nor death can be looked at steadily, La Rochefoucauld. We should always, as near as we can, be booted and spurred, ready to go, Michel de Montaigne. Medicine is a science of uncertainty and an art of probability. Sir William Osler. Preface. I like to joke that my most precious possession, which I prize above all my tools and books, and the pictures and antiques that I inherited from my family, is my suicide kit, which I keep hidden at home. It consists of a few drugs that I've managed to acquire over the years. But I don't know whether the drugs would still work. They came with neither a use-by nor a best-before date. It would be embarrassing to wake up in intensive care after a failed suicide attempt, or to find myself having my stomach pumped out in accident and emergency. Attempted suicides are often viewed by hospital staff with scorn and condescension as failures in both living and dying, and as the agents of their own misfortune. There was a young woman when I was a junior doctor and before I started training to be a brain surgeon who was saved from a barbiturate overdose. She'd been determined to die in the wake of an unhappy love affair, but had been found unconscious by a friend and taken to hospital, where she was admitted to the ITU, the intensive therapy unit, and ventilated for 24 hours. She was then transferred to the ward, where I was a houseman, the most junior grade of hospital doctor, when she started to wake up. I watched her regain consciousness, coming back to life, surprised and puzzled at first, still to be alive, and then not quite sure whether she wanted to return to the land of the living or not.